أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حم عين سين قاف. كذلك يوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك الله العزيز الحكيم. In the previous ayats and in the previous surah, the main subject matter was the Tawheed of Allah, Risalat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and about matters of the day of Qiyamah. And those who did not believe and they made various objections, Allah gave answers to those objections. The similar subject matter is discussed in this surah also, Surah Ash-Shu'ara. And the surah starts with Hamim, Ain, Sin, Qaf. The meaning of this is known only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and from here also we can learn and see that deen cannot come without a ustad, and that we follow that ustad. Otherwise a person on his own will not know how to read these words also. It is only when the ustad will teach, even if we know the Arabic alphabet, but how to read the Quran Sharif at the various places, it is only with one's ustad. It isn't that we just follow directly the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Without an ustad, a person won't be able to even start reading Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala says after that qasam of Allah Ta'ala, كَذَلِكَ يُوحِي إِلَيْكَ اسی طرح وَهِي بھیجتَا ہے تیرے طرف. As this Quran has come as a set of rules and guidance for mankind, how to lead his life in this temporary world, and how to find Allah, gain Allah, and how to prepare for Akhirat. Like that we have sent this wahi to you, to inform you and to inform mankind. وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبَلِكَ اور تُجھسے پہلو کے طرف. And we send this wahi to those who had come before you also. All the nations of before, Allah did not leave them without any guidance. Allah sent a Nabi and Allah sent guidance for them so that they could know how to lead their lives. And Allah Ta'ala is Allahul Azizul Hakim. Allah Zabardast Hikmatu Wala. Allah Ta'ala is the all-powerful. In fact, power is only with Allah Ta'ala. Whatever power, anything anyone has got, is a gift, is a share of that gift which Allah had given its power. Otherwise, nothing, there is no other power besides Allah Ta'ala. And Allah does not use His power just haphazardly, like a bull in a china shop. That is where there is fine glass and a bull goes mad in there. How it breaks everything. It has got power, but it doesn't know how to use its power. Allah's power is harnessed with the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. Allah uses His great power according to His great wisdom. And Allah Ta'ala is such, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ اُسی کا ہے جو کچھ ہے آسمانوں میں اور زمین میں. Whatever is in the heavens and in the earth belongs to no other but to Allah Ta'ala. Whatever Allah has given us, some ownership, that is also a gift from Allah, that we own a property, etc. Even that property is on a 99-year lease. It isn't permanently to us, even from the government. And so Allah Ta'ala, what He has given us, it is also on lease. As long as we are living, it belongs to us. Then Allah Ta'ala, the laws of inheritance takes place and they start belonging to somebody else. So everything in essence only belongs also to Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ اور وَهِي هَي سَبْسَ اُوپر بَرَى. And He is the most high and He is the greatest. Allah Ta'ala is such that there is nobody higher in rank or anything than Allah. Allah is the most greatest also. There is nothing and nobody that can compare with Allah Ta'ala. If Allah has given any person respect also, it is also a gift from Allah. It isn't your own earning also, and it isn't your own also. Allah gives it, and Allah can take it away also at any time. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِنْ قَرِيب ہے کہ پھٹ پرے آسمان اوپر سے. It is very close that the skies from above They burst and they shatter completely because they see all the wrong that is being done. And what great wrong that the skies are fully aware. They also have got sense in them and life in them that the great mercies of Allah, the oneness of Allah, and they see beneath them people are worshipping idols. They just cannot tolerate that whatsoever. And it is very close that they would burst and shatter. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ اور فرشتے پاکی بولتے ہیں خوبیا اپنے رب کی. And the malaika, the angels, are continuously engaged in reading the tasbih, the purity of Allah, singing the praises of Allah and praising Him. So the malaika who have got that marifat of Allah and they know how great, how pure, what the great qudrat of Allah is. So they are continuously engaged in singing the praises of Allah and the sanctity and purity of Allah Ta'ala. And at the same time, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَن فِي الْأَرْضِ اور گناہ بخشواتے زمین والوں کے. And they are seeking forgiveness for the people on earth. This is a great, great, great favor of Allah upon mankind. We are continuously committing guna, and what sins are not taking place? One of the reasons that still we are alive and things are still functioning is that the malaika are making dua of istighfar for us. They are seeking by Allah forgiveness for us. It is like somebody who is doing wrong, and somebody who is favorite to that person who is being wronged, he is continuously asking that person, please forgive this person, overlook him. Like that the malaika are continuously begging to Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for the wrongs that mankind are doing. Ala inna Allaha huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Sunta hai, wahi hai maaf karne wala, meherban. Are you listening? Are your ears open? Listen carefully that it is only Allah who is ghafur, that is the superlative case, the most forgiving, that He forgives so much continuously, and not only that He forgives, but that He is so merciful. It is that reason that we are still alive and the functioning of the world is taking place. Everything is the systems of the order of the world are in order. It is not our technology and our systems that we have got in place. It is all because Allah is so forgiving. Otherwise we have committed so many sins, and we are committing so many sins all the time. But it is the forgiveness of Allah and the du'as of the malaika that we have got all the time. And we hardly are considerate of the du'as of the malaika, that they are busy making du'as for us. And because of that, we are still living and we are carrying on with our lives. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءُ حَفِيظٌ عَلَيْهِمْ اور جنہوں نے پکرے ہیں اس کے سوا رفیق اللہ کو وہ سب یاد ہے. And all those who have associated partners with Allah, those who are worshipping things besides Allah Ta'ala, whether it is the idols of the past, whether it is one's ego, whether it is one's lust, whether it is modern technology, all these things which a person gives preference to above Allah Ta'ala, that is making them a god besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah knows it. Allah encompasses all that. It isn't that Allah doesn't know. It isn't you are fooling Allah and kidding with Allah Ta'ala. It's like some people, they think that they are fooling people, but they are making only fools of themselves. But nobody can fool Allah, and nobody can fool anyone else also all the time. You may fool people for a little while, but you are actually fooling only yourself. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ اور تجھ پر نہیں ان کا ذمہ. And O my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you are not responsible for any of the actions. You have done your duty of conveying the message. You have done a superb job and you have conveyed the message perfectly. Now if they don't believe, that is their problem. It is not your problem at all. And Allah knows, and He will take them to task, and He has determined on Himself that punishment will be in the akhirat. And that is where He will take them to task. So in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains His great qualities and from by which we should recognize Allah, and the recognition is we become humble servants and slaves. Not that we become like monsters. Outside we put on a very pious form, but at home we carry on like monsters, that people around us also complain. Our family members complain about us. Our neighbors complain about us. We are making one big mockery and fool of ourselves, showing that we are very pious, but everyone knows what our condition is. And most of all, Allah knows perfectly. And Allah will take us to task accordingly. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلَّهِ